Right now it's time to take five for your community. This morning I am very happy to be joined by Lawrenceville Mayor Don Wagner. Mayor, first of all, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
Appreciate you coming in this morning and joining us. Well, let's talk about the City Council meeting on Thursday, and I guess the big thing out of that is the City Council is moving forward. They're going to apply for a block grant to do some work on the sewers. What kind of work are we looking at here?
Well, we're talking about relining, which is an easy way of taking care of sewers. Don't have to dig up the streets and everything. We reline them, and it will help flooding both in the people's basements mm-hmm. and in the streets, because we have a lot of flooding as it comes down toward the river. And that's the area of town we'll be working on. It'll be about from 9th Street to 4th Street where we'll be working if we get the grant, which looks very good that we're going to get the grant. I think we'll get it. At least it looks like it. It's $500,000.
Oh, wow.
That will go a long way toward relining sewers. We spent $200,000 last year mm-hmm. on a grant to video all of them so we'll know where all the bad spots are and so on. So we're looking forward to getting that grant. We also adopted the other night an ethical conduct resolution that we had to have in place for applying for this grant mm-hmm. from the DCEO. It's one of the requirements.
Okay.
And it just means that we'll have ethical policies
sure.
In our workforce. We also passed the levy ordinance, the final levy ordinance, $485,000. People don't realize that's all that the taxpayers pay, and most of our income comes from other sources.
Mm-hmm.
This was a 4.77 raise, and that covers supplies and wage increases. So that's not a big burden on the people of Lawrenceville. Those are the major items we did. We also have our water wells up and going. All three are in good shape now, clear of iron and working well, and we have a maintenance policy in place now to keep those wells running, check them out every year. So we've pretty well covered our infrastructure.
Well, but probably the big thing people want to know is you set the trick-or-treating hours.
Yes, Chief White gave the hours in tonight. It'll be 5:30 to 8 o'clock on the 31st, which is Halloween.
That's right.
And so it'll be for 2.5 hours. And we want to remind everybody to be safe. Look out for the children walking back and forth across the streets, and remind the children and parents to be careful. Also, look out for traffic and wear bright colors.
Okay. You know, it's been a couple of really good months for spotlighting the city of Lawrenceville. You had the Fall Festival last month. We had homecoming activities. We've had a party on the roof. It's been a good couple of months just to put a good spotlight on how things are going in Lawrenceville right
well,
now.
Well, and more things are to come. If you've noticed around town, the downtown committee has done well. They use the money from the
right.
party on the roof to do the storefronts. The city's put in a lot of new sidewalks. And we have one new cooperation event this year. The Christmas parade, the Elks Lighted Christmas Parade, will be going on. And in conjunction with that, we hope to end that parade at the park, at the pavilion. And the sorority, and I never can remember the name of sorority, it's a local sorority, so I won't attempt.
Okay.
But they're going to have Santa at the pavilion out there, and it's going to be decorated, and the park's going to be decorated. We're looking for people to decorate more in the park. So it's going to be quite an event. Santa will be there on Saturdays, every Saturday in December. So we coordinated that, hoping it'd be a new thing to happen every year and get bigger and bigger. So, right, things are looking better.
Nice. Look, something to look forward to. All right, there you go. He is Lawrenceville Mayor Don Wagner. Mayor, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.